Welcome, everybody, to a Monday edition of the Mike O'Mara Show. And many people not going to work today, Buzz.
They have the day off for a holiday.
Oscar, you would not let us take the day off.
Oh, come on. No, we might get people that are driving around in their cars.
It's a federal holiday. It is Columbus.
Christopher Columbus Day, yes.
And you know what? To honor the man that we are honoring with the holiday.
Yeah.
He's with us today. Let's bring him in.
That is
Christopher
amazing.
Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus right
How
here.
How you doing?
Oh. Hey, good to see you.
Hey, good to see all of you guys.
I like the feather in the cap.
How you doing? Hey, it's nice to see you. It's my day. It's my bigger day. I just want to honor America and say, and God bless you for making me such a superstar in this country. Eh?
We want to honor you. As a matter of fact, I brought in a little production element for you.
Oh, that's a great. Let's listen.
Columbus Day.
Hey.
That's
how
for you.
About that? You know,
I said
all of my friends, all of my mates are back in Spain.
Yeah.
I say, I sure wish I had my own jingle. Hit that thing again. I like that.
Columbus Day, huh?
That's Columbus
How
Day.
How you all doing? You all having a good time, huh?
I'm so glad you're here. It's a busy day for you, and it's really great that you can...
What are you going to do? You going to have a picnic or something? Or what are you going to do? You going to go put a blanket down and have some family over?
We
some fish?
We want to do a show.
We're celebrating the day by having you on the show today.
Well, it's a company day off. Why are you working today?
Well, in honor of you, Chris, because we want to have you in to introduce you to the people.
As you discovered the new world, we hope America discovers the entertainment of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, hold on a second. Well, I got to clear the air here. You know, they say, I know I got a bigger problem.
No. You're honored.
I don't want no honor. I want to tell you, I got to purge my soul.
You do? On today, this most special day?
I got to purge my soul because I love that jingle, though.
Yeah, sure.
I will tell you this. I got a guilty conscience.
Really? Why?
How come?
I got a bigger guilty conscience. Just a few things that happened. When I came over to the newer world, I thought it was Asia, first of all. I didn't think it was America.
You're right.
Then they tell me another guy was there, a Viking, some dude.
Yeah. Right.
But it ain't that. That don't bother me. I can handle
You're
all
okay
that.
You're okay with the fact that you take the credit?
There are a few things that I did
that
I'm not proud of, that I want to clean my soul about right now.
Cristo.
Okay. Yes.
Before you get there, please.
Oscar.
Please.
Oscar.
I never got to learn this.
How's the family?
They're great.
Atta
Thank
boy.
You.
That's a good
I
boy.
I was always curious from a strictly financial standpoint.
Yeah.
Which boat was more expensive to insure? The Nina, the Pinta, or the Santa Maria?
Which I would tell you this. That's a good question. Man, I tell you. The Nina, she had a little leakage.
Yes.
Okay. The Pinta,
yes,
they party all the time, okay?
Oh, okay?
You look back, and we be going in a straight line, and I look back at the Pinta when I was on the Nina, and I go, look at the Pinta, she's going to zigzag.
Oh, geez.
She's going to zigzag.
Were they drinking the wine?
They drinking the wine. They drinking the rum.
Yeah.
And then the Santa Maria, she was a my anchor.
Oh, okay.
The Santa Maria.
Yeah, that's where you were.
Santa Maria. He's a good boat. But I'm not here to talk about the boat.
No.
Can I ask one follow-up question?
No, God damn it, I want to get to the bit.
All right.
The bit that I wrote.
You're making
For God's
swear,
sakes,
Rob.
You always make me digress.
There's so many things that you regret, despite the fact that we're honoring you today. I wonder if you might help us by sharing some of these regrets.
I want to purge my soul.
All right. Okay.
There are a few... Thanks for the jingle.
You can tell us.
There are a few things that happened that I got to let you know that I'm not happy about.
I can't imagine.
Just
so
a
these
few
are
little things.
Regrets?
Not regrets as much as problems I had that I don't want to talk about that I'm here to say I'm sorry
for. Okay.
You're going to air your laundry.
Little stuff.
Murder.
What?
A few murders. I don't want to go into detail. No detail.
Okay.
No detail.
Yeah, the statute of limitations.
So
never
there was
runs
a little,
true, 500
a little,
years.
A little torture.
Mm-hmm. A little torture.
Just
a little bit
waterboarding?
Of torture.
The indigenous peoples. Now we chopped some people up. You know, it happens.
It happens.
You know, they ain't gonna believe in the Catholic Church. I gotta chop them up.
I'm that really happens. Shocked you, that you, it's, you kept this quiet for so long.
I gotta let it go. There's so much controversy now. It seemed to get bigger and bigger every year.
Was it torture or was it enhanced interrogation?
It was a torture.
Okay.
I don't make
all
a. I'm not like that guy with the bad ticker,
all
Dick
right.
Cheney.
Just thought I'd check.
It's torture.
Right.
Do you have an opinion of him?
I don't think he should eat so much of jambalaya. And then we got the pillaging. We got your robbery.
Hold on. How do you pillage on a boat? You're on a boat.
I got off of a boat. That's how I discovered the country, you lummox.
Oh, okay. So you pillaged after the boat.
After we did a little pillaging, little landed. Robbery, little slavery.
little what?
Little slavery.
Oh, slavery.
Little kidnapping.
Who did you kidnap?
I told you again and again, I don't want to go go into no details. People, the Indian people, you know, his people, kind of. You know what I mean?
Well, you know,
the people that look like Bolivians.
Spaniards. They were. It was the tan people.
They were the tan people,
unlike anything you'd ever seen.
That's so right. So you know, outside, I would have murdered, the torture, the rape, the pillaging, the robbery, the slavery, the kidnapping. Everything's fine. S&D.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
No, that's quite all right, dear. Your father and I were just discussing his day at work. Why don't you tell our daughter about it, honey?
Janie, today I quit my job. And then I told my boss to go screw himself, and then I blackmailed him for almost $60,000. Pass the asparagus.
Your father seems to think this kind of behavior is something to be proud of.
And your mother seems to prefer that I go through life like a freaking prisoner while she keeps my d*** in a mason jar under the sink.
How dare you speak to me that way in front of her? And I marvel that you can be so contemptuous of me on the same day that you lose your job.
I didn't lose it. It's not like, whoops, where'd my job go? I quit. Someone pass the asparagus.
Oh, and I want to thank you for putting me under the added pressure of being the sole breadwinner now.
I already have a job.
No, don't give a second thought as to who's going to pay the mortgage. We'll just leave it all up to Carolyn. You mean you're going to take care of everything now, Carolyn? Yes, I don't mind. I really don't. You mean everything? You don't mind having the sole responsibility? Your husband feels he can just quit his job and you don't...
Will someone please pass me the freaking asparagus?
I'm not going to be a part of this.
Shut up!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeOMaraShow.com. It is Monday, October 10.
Yes. That's correct.
2011, Columbus Day.
Right.
It's a holiday, but hey, we're working for you.
That's right.
Because we only work an hour a day. Anyway, it is the 10th of October, 2011. We are over 9.5 million downloads and still growing every single day. Our show is brought to you by the people making Road Trip 2011 a possibility. Encore,
Encore
Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you. Encore.
Encore.
With compare rates. That one I like. Encore.
Encore.
We'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at SmartTerm. That's two words, SmartTerm.com. Encore.
Encore.
Insurance.
We'll do it again.
Official sponsor of Road Trip 2011. And really, we want to thank all the good folks at Encore because they have made our trip possible.
Yes.
As this is the big week.
Yes.
This is the week when we load up the RV with all of our equipment.
Are we nervous?
And we travel. No, we're not. I'm nervous
are
that I'll have a
ready?
Liver when I get back. But,
but Mike, are we ready?
Are we ready? We're ready.
Yeah.
Road Trip 2011 in an RV, destination Iowa City. That's right. We're going to be going out to Iowa for the big Hawkeye Northwestern game. Am I right?
That's going
to
be fun.
It's a shame that they lost the game this weekend.
Yeah.
They lost to Penn State.
Yeah, Penn State at Penn State. But I do think the hometown spirit will kick in. We're going to have a blast at Kinnick.
Bounce back.
And we're going to be at Kinnick Stadium.
I found out the location of our tailgating podcast.
Very exciting.
We're going to be in the parking lot north of Kinnick. By the rec center, there is only one black bus in the parking lot. Find the black bus, and you will find the white broadcasters.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
And so, Oscar.
Yeah. Black bus.
Yes.
Is it a big black bus?
It is a big black converted school bus. Very striking in vision.
Is it black for Hawkeye
Yes,
black?
Iowa Hawkeye black.
Big so it's black bus. And a little gold on it, I would
yes.
imagine. Uh-huh. Right? And that's where we're doing our broadcast
North
from?
Parking lot. Yeah, come find us. And we're going to start at about 3 o'clock local time.
That's right.
And these are the alumni folks that we're going to be working with?
Yes, Bill Windauer and the wonderful Hawkeye alumni staff have been great.
Bill Windauer sounds like one of those old musicians of the 30s.
Do you
it's
know what?
Bill Windauer and the amazing Pennsylvania.
I Googled Bill Windauer. He played for the Baltimore Colts.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Johnny U. Really
he played one season with Johnny U.
So he's a big guy.
Yes, he is.
All right.
Bill let's Windauer. Be nice to Mr. Windauer.
Yes. We're going to have details tomorrow. I am going to try to really figure out the joints that we're going to be stopping at.
All right.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, look at you.
Oh,
I'm
going to
the food joints.
Absolutely.
Now, Mark got some recommendations on Pittsburgh.
Right.
Yep.
Good.
But
I'm going to map out the trip.
Excellent.
Like breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Does Pittsburgh have anything besides, isn't gravy on French fries, isn't that Pittsburgh?
I don't know if that's Pittsburgh. Italian food, pretty popular in
Pittsburgh. Is it going to be so good?
What are you laughing
at? We are two different ends of the spectrum. Yesterday, I went grocery shopping, and I bought like 30 lean cuisines.
Yes.
And you're like, ah, let's figure out where we're going to eat on the road.
Well, I woke up this morning. I woke up this morning, and I had my Wait Not eggs.
Yes.
And my apple.
Yes.
And then I drank my little shake.
Your fiber. Yes.
So I'm a little conflicted on this trip, but are you going to be cooking lean cuisines
on the
RV?
If I get hungry, why make everybody stop, and I can just cook something up? That's a courteous thing.
Have you noticed what's happening already?
Yeah,
have you noticed that Aloof on his own, all about him already? Why have a communal dining experience with the rest of the crew when
quietly.
I can be on my own, Oscar, all by myself, eating my lean cuisine with a plastic fork in a corner, not letting anyone look at me eat?
Tomorrow's program.
Up in a corner of the RV.
Tomorrow's program. Is when
it's the first edit of the week.
Tomorrow's program is when Oscar will announce, and I don't want to trouble anyone, so I'm bringing my own microwave too.
Yes, that's right.
There's a microwave.
Don't anyone
on the
use
bus,
my
right?
microwave.
Okay. RJ, is there a microwave on the RV?
Yes, there is.
Why did you have to pause for that?
Because I was waiting for the level to come up.
Dramatic.
Okay,
pause.
Very good.
Okay.
So no, I don't have to bring them. I just figure, what if I get hungry?
Right.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You know,
but I think lean cuisines. You know,
that's
taking
it to the meal level.
Lean cuisines suck.
Well, that's true.
Why don't you put
some
real?
It's not like I'm just getting pizza and I just made it for myself. Nobody likes lean cuisines. You eat them for the calorie count.
Here's what I think, Mr. Cerrito of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Ah, James Cerrito
has accepted the daunting responsibility of stocking our RV.
Cool.
With booze.
Yes, sir.
And Jimmy, I think if you get hungry when we're driving across the country and we're between restaurant stops, have a beer.
Drink.
Our bus is going to look like Terry Bradshaw's car in Cannonball Run. 15 cases of beer and a bag of chips.
We're going to open the door and bottles will tumble out.
Exactly.
It's going to be, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the Food Network website.
Okay.
And although there's a disturbing trend that I think, and I've read this online, that these Food Network joints that they talk about in The Best Thing I Ever Ate or in Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, our friend Guy Fieri's show, they might not be all they're cracked up to
what
be.
What is it, a little payola?
Well, no, it might be that these people go in and they like their experience, but the fact is that especially once they get popular, they get a little jaded and they get I've been to a couple of Fieri's establishments, and some of them live up to it. Some of them, and also on Diners, not only Diners, Divers, and Dives, but The Best Thing I Ever Ate, which are these Food Network shows where they talk about how great the food is, and occasionally it's not the home run,
right?
You know, Mark Ronick and I experienced it personally
when
I went up to one. I took him up to a joint in Baltimore.
I remember.
And we went in there.
It was the humidity, Mike. They couldn't make the thing.
Right.
They couldn't make the thing. The
dessert
I wanted so bad.
Yeah, and then the service was awful.
How dare they?
Service was absolutely
that.
Do they know who you used to be?
They don't. They didn't.
You need to notify them.
They did not.
What'll happen is when the 43-foot tour bus pulls off to the restaurant.
Right.
Mark and I will go in and do a little advance work.
Recon.
Do you know who's about to come in here? And then we'll say, who?
Yeah.
Who's the guy? What's Cam's boyfriend on Modern Family? What is his character's
the
name?
The red guy.
The red-haired guy.
I don't
the
know
red guy.
Yeah, he's the red-headed gay guy.
I can't think of it right now.
Well, we've got him here from Channel 50.
he's
here right now. Yeah. It would have been real. Eric?
No,
Eric,
that's his real name.
That's his real name.
No.
And Rob?
Rob, yes.
Eric and Rob from Channel 50, they did, because Mark Seagraves is just desperate to fill time on his show.
A lot of time
to
fill.
He's brought me on for his second appearance.
Yay.
I think that's nice. Very I also think it's nice of him, too busy to actually come for the location shoot.
This is true.
He sent some minions.
This is what they call the B-roll.
Yeah.
They're shooting the B-roll, and that's why these guys are out here. So, Eric and Rob, help yourself to anything
in the
kitchen.
It's actually Kevin.
What's that?
I think it's Kevin, not Eric.
Isn't it Eric?
Who said
Eric Stonestreet is the guy who plays Cam.
Oscar said
Oh,
Eric.
It's Kevin.
Yes.
Okay, on the show.
What?
No,
I'm totally
Kevin
confused. What's going on?
Damn it. damn it, I thought it was Eric.
All right, we've got Rob and
Kevin.
And Kevin.
Yes.
Right.
Who
yes.
said Eric?
You I
said
did.
Eric.
I am the a-hole.
Because that's the name of the redheaded actor on Modern Family.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Ah, oh, damn it.
So we're going to be doing the show, and if you guys need anything, just feel free to let yourselves out.
Yeah, I feel free. I feel confident the show will start at any time.
Go. Very good.
So stay close by.
So anyway, I'm going to try to map it out, and hopefully we are going to have some destinations. I would assume already I'm realizing that we're going to do dinner in Pittsburgh.
Right.
We're going to do sleeping in Cleveland.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Then we're going to wake up early in the morning, and we're going to try to go to the Rock and Roll
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that would also mean that there has to be a lunch in Cleveland.
Yes.
I would think so.
And then
yes.
we hit the road, right? Does that sound right
to
you?
Works for me.
An early Cleveland lunch.
An early Cleveland lunch, followed by a departure, and then we're on our way to...
Joliet. Now, I have good news for you about Joliet.
You can't possibly have good news.
The river is not burning anymore?
The hotel facility we're looking at is located very near both of Joliet's casinos.
I'm not allowed to gamble anymore.
Oh, I see. Well, that's unfortunate.
Oh, I am not.
Because
believe it or not.
They're going to be right
seriously,
there.
Seriously, if you guys go gamble, I will not be going. I am not lying.
I just thought you'd like
some
me.
Would say wait a second.
Some would and say this road trip is the biggest gamble
stop
of your career.
Hey, Satan, do not try to will me with your little Bolivian will into doing 40 shows or doing, you know, going to the casino when I don't want to go.
Mike, let's do another podcast at the casino.
I have become aware of the fact that I should stay away from casinos.
Why?
Because I think I gamble when I shouldn't be gambling, and it's bad. I'm a degenerate gambler.
Here's the deal now, and it's fine. Everything's fine, but because we're getting out of Cleveland,
kill you, Buzz. I could kill you for bringing that up today. Anyway, it was just
at least it won't be on your mind for the next 4 days.
See what happens when I try to make you happy with news that would normally make you joyous. Am I right, gentlemen? Wouldn't this normally make him happy?
This is true. Yeah. I'm happy.
What
we're
if
be
I
there.
Told you they're giving away Range Rovers and maybe a chance for $40,000.
And Mike, what if I told you that
he is Satan, isn't he?
It's not like the Progressive is up to $60 million, Mike.
I saw
look
that,
at that
I
look.
Saw that on TV.
If you could see Mike's
it's
look
called
at Oscar.
Rovers to Riches. They give away four Range Rovers.
Okay, somebody might have been up there for the drawing last night. Somebody might have had a really bad Sunday.
I see.
A Sunday, a life-altering Sunday.
Oh, no.
Well, a life-altering Sunday.
Here's my other warning to you about the trip. Because we're departing Cleveland a little later than I expected, you know, what with having lunch there and all, and,
yes.
and that's fine.
An early lunch.
Just know that if we don't make it all the way to Joliet, our next shorter stop is Gary, Indiana, and I don't think anybody wants that.
So where are we going to sleep next? We're going to spend one night in Cleveland.
I was planning our nights, first night in Cleveland, second night in Joliet, and then
Gary,
boom,
Indiana,
Iowa
Gary,
City.
Indiana, Gary, Indiana.
What about South Bend?
Yeah, when are we going to South Bend?
I'll check. It's too close, I think. I'll have to check the distance again, but I think it's too close. We won't make very much progress.
But we need to at least drive through.
Oh, and by the way, it looks like we're stopping in South Bend for the night on our way back.
Oh, okay.
Because we're only doing one overnight on the way back, and South Bend is our stop.
That might be the best way to do it.
Why don't we do South Bend then?
I want to retrace the steps of Rudy.
I want to retrace the steps of Regis.
The Trail of Tears, as we call it.
You know what? That's the difference between you and me. You take the fact that Regis Philbin goes out there, and he's Mr. Notre Dame, and I think he soils
Actually,
the
Mike,
whole reputation of high school. I take one of the most beautiful football movies ever made that made me cry like a baby, Rudy.
I was a silly offhanded comment. You know, my Uncle Dana is a Notre Dame grad, and my cousin Brad is currently enrolled.
Really?
Yeah, we could probably meet him there.
Really?
Yeah, but you'd be disappointed. He's not much.
I have no. I have.
But he is going there
in typical Spiewak fashion.
He's not much.
Not a Spiewak.
Describe him. Oh, is he a Stalkup?
Yeah, he's smart.
Is he a Stalkup?
Is he a dick?
Yeah.
Really?
He's really smart.
I got locked out of my building this past weekend. And
that's not funny.
And
misbehaving.
There's only two other tenants. One's basically dead. Donald, God bless him.
Hey.
But
is Donald in failing health?
No, he's just. Oh, you don't even want to know.
Okay.
So I knock on Donald's window because he's on the first floor, and he doesn't answer. So I'm like, either he's dead or he's left.
He thinks it's an intruder that's breaking in.
Don't. And so the guy on the third floor, the chick upstairs, her boyfriend is a big Notre Dame guy. Like, they're just all into Notre Dame. Mm. Notre Dame is playing, and I hear them hooting and hollering.
Right.
Their father's over. Everyone's over. So I climb what is basically a big mountain hill, so that I'm basically on eye level with them in the third floor.
Oh, dear.
And I'm waving. I'm waving at them.
How spooky
yelling, "Hey, it's Oscar from the first floor." I'm locked out of the building.
Yeah, you do that, You do that in Manassas, you're going to get a bullet between the eyes.
Well, the father's outside.
And as soon as you start climbing, you're going to get
the
shot.
The father, the Notre Dame grad as well, is outside. And if you're listening, Rebecca, right now, you know who I'm talking about. It stares at me like I'm just some random immigrant waving at him.
Well,
and he's on the phone, and he's like pretending he doesn't see me. I'm like, I see you. I know your son-in-law. Please let me in. I had to scale a wall, break my screen, and break into my building because nobody was paying attention.
And what did you check on Donald later?
Yes,
to see if he
I knocked
was
on
dead?
Donald's door.
By the way.
I said, Donald, did you hear me? And he said, Oscar, I thought I heard something, but I was napping.
By the way, I have received intel that Donald, we've heard much about, swears like a sailor.
All the time.
And so the next bonus show we have, I want to hear Oscar's impression of Donald with the swearing.
I did Donald's laundry again this weekend. Oh, my gosh.
But you know, what have we learned here?
A toddler made a mess.
What have we learned here is not only is Oscar forgetful, but also his building enjoys top-notch security.
That is the weirdest area you live in
there.
With those dark brick buildings. And it's just, it seems
the
like
meth heads.
There's just not a lot of light.
Well,
there's
the only reason I was able to climb in is because I left my window. I was airing out the apartment.
Right.
And thank God I did.
Because of Donald's laundry?
Because I was going to be able to get in. So I just basically what I took is I took my credit card, broke the screen open, and lunged myself through the window.
Whoa.
So Donald is doing well, though. He's not in any imminent danger of dying.
No, he's not. He's on an imminent danger of getting on my last nerve because I did his laundry. Mm-hmm. And this is when you know people don't realize you're going out of your way.
Mm-hmm.
So I do his laundry, and then he knocks on my door again. He says,
you do it every time? Do you do it, or do you
I
regularly
do it every
do
2 weeks.
Lately,
yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Because he can't walk around. He's stuck on the first floor.
How old is Donald?
78.
78. Wow. So you do everything? You do all of his laundry?
Yes.
What is a 78-year-old man's
nether
things look like?
We regress as you get older.
Yes.
You turn into basically
a baby, an infant.
And so he has accidents and
bad accidents. Or are we talking skid marks?
Well, he always talks about stool problems. So
you know what that means. That's where I was going.
So, but Donald, God bless him. I do his two loads.
And he does one major load himself.
Oh, and God. Then he knocks on my door and says, Oscar, I forgot these towels. I left you some quarters. When you get a chance, you can do these too.
And I
said, Donald, I'm not like a service here. Like, I've got my own life. He goes, oh, no, I'm just saying next week.
Yeah, when you get time.
When you get a chance.
Get around to it.
And then I actually snapped it down for the first time in a long time because he's gotten really he's gotten too comfortable.
With you doing stuff for him?
And
you're a good son.
And
that does
I think yesterday in the evening, instead of, he usually knocks on my door. And I usually hear him coming because I hear that dragging of that walker.
Yeah.
Like a horror film.
And then I hear, ding, 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 ding. Yes, Donald.
Right.
How'd you know it was me? So, but he doesn't, he didn't knock for the first time. He just opened the door.
Oh, not good.
And
no,
I said,
you got to break him of
Donald,
that habit.
You got to knock.
Yeah.
You can do whatever else you want, but you got to knock before you come in.
So
you got to lock. Too.
You're like his caretaker. Does his family acknowledge this service that you do for this
man? Donald is filthy rich, too.
Oh, really? Now
I found
get it.
This
oh, this
out.
Is
now
new.
I get it.
Now it's all coming together.
Now it makes total sense.
No. I just found this out yesterday.
You love money more than any other
person in here. No, because Donald is moving. He's moving. He's finally moving.
Oh, he's moving
into
out of your building?
He's got to move into a home. Like, okay. I finally convinced him. This is not... He can't go. I go grocery shopping. Rebecca gets something for him. Like, he doesn't have a support system. So I finally convinced him to move. And I said, Donald, are you going to be able to? I was actually trying to help him. I said, are you going to be able to afford? Do you need money to movers? I don't know what your situation is.
Right.
And then, basically a ledger, he breaks down. Well, I've got a bond that's going to come
mature,
up here, mature, for $35,000, and then another bond for $50,000. I said, Donald, you got to move. Like, I don't know what you're doing.
Right.
So the family members acknowledge you as
they
helping him out?
They don't care.
They don't care.
And I don't think they care for him.
Yeah. Really?
And I also think, and I'm going on record, they're taking advantage of him because the only reason that money thing came up, he's like, well, I'm going to put all my bonds in my niece's name because in case something happens to me, they're going to take care of me. And I said, and a red flag came up, and I said, Donald, you know how much money you spend these days. It's your choice what you want to do, but why would they put all that money in somebody else's name?
Unless
the name is Santana.
But you do get power.
No, I would never want
you get power of attorney occasionally, but keep an eye out for him and let me know what's going on.
Yeah, well, I think he'll be just fine.
When's he moving out?
Well, he's on a list for a home, he just told me yesterday. So I think that's he'll be out hopefully in the next month. Because
you know, they make it like getting into a private school
or a private
university.
They want all your money.
Interviews and all this stuff.
It's just not a safe. It wasn't safe before he got hurt. He shouldn't have been going to the metro. He shouldn't have been walking up those stairs. He shouldn't have been living alone. Mm-hmm. And the reason why he wasn't moving was because he didn't have any money. That's why I asked him yesterday.
Right.
I can only afford so much help. I just said, look, if you need some help, we could probably help you. Maybe we could help you find a mover or something like that. He goes, Oscar? And he broke down his whole ledger of what he's got.
He's fine.
And then I said, well, why haven't you moved yet? You deserve a better life. And he said, well, I've been here for 41 years, and sometimes it's just change.
That's sad. Change.
You know, with all due respect to the regulars.
Yes.
I mean, this is the reality show.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
You and Oscar, or Oscar, no. You and Donald so, together
so
would
this
be
is what you would
fantastic.
Love, and I should have taken a picture, but I was at my wit's end with Donald. I did this laundry. You know how when the dryer stops, it's sometimes a little humid, your clothes still?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Still
so, yeah, so I put another cycle through our dryer, the community dryer, didn't get completely dry. So Donald goes, and he does, like, I don't understand how Donald can do this, but he can't get down the stairs. He hangs up all his underwear. Hangs up every little piece of boxers and towels. He's got towel racks that I never even knew he had. And he calls me. He goes, Oscar. He just yells through the wall. Oscar, come on in here. So I get up and I walk on over. And
you're gonna miss him.
And he's got Donald's. He goes, look, it's Donald's laundromat. He's got all his underwear hanging up on like a string for where like the curtains hang.
Take a picture.
And he's like, you should take a picture of this.
You will be sad the day he leaves.
That is
I'll
true.
Miss him.
And before he leaves, and now that we know about the ledger, is there anything he'd like to advertise on the internet?
I don't, Donald. I will. I mean, Rob. I will say you should. If anybody should be over there, it is Rob, because he's got all these antiques that I wouldn't even know what are worth. Like, he's got things that...
And you say the family really... If we're talking nieces and nephews, then there's not a son or a daughter around?
No, he just has no son or daughters.
So it's nieces. See, of course nieces and
I
nephews
was hoping
don't
to move in so you could take care of me. I mean,
we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about baby Lisa. I want to get your thoughts on that missing baby.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
Kind of hinky looking. I don't mean to be Nancy Grace, but certain things I'm curious about. Buzz and the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and was it Canadian Thanksgiving yesterday?
I believe it was.
We'll find that out coming up. Much more to come right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Columbus Day. Should have seen me with a boat of mine. I had a honey and a bed of grind. Just in a nick of time, I looked at his hand.
Bye, Kevin. Bye, Rob. Sorry about the names.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by our Amazon page.
Yeah.
Amazon has the Garmin GPS that's compatible with the voices of our show. But more than that, Amazon is your place to get the best deals on the intranet.
Bookmark it.
And if you are going to go and shop Amazon and get those great deals on Amazon.com, please go through our webpage. We can't make it any plainer to you. Mm-hmm. That is the single best way to monetarily support this show. And if you don't want this show to go away, go through the Amazon page and do it at our show. We can link it there, and it's very easy. You go to MikeOMaraShow.com. You click on the link for Amazon. It's right there.
We shop
then
there.
Do all your great Amazon shopping. Get all your deals, including all those great book deals they have. Anything. I mean,
Halloween costumes.
You find it cheaper on Amazon.
It's not too late to shop through our link, and it's not too late to get all your Christmas shopping done in an afternoon.
Yeah, you can.
You can
you
do
really
it.
Can.
Yeah.
You've done that, so I know that works. Remember, when you think Amazon, think MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon, and we thank you in advance. Before we get to anything else, and there are just a couple of weird news stories that I just thought I'd throw out there. But Buzz,
yes.
How was the birthday weekend? How was the Renaissance Festival?
It was fun. It was great to meet up with a couple of friends and get there reasonably early. The usual 2-mile traffic backup.
Heard
getting
it was stacked.
In there.
Yeah.
Stop right there.
The weather was perfect.
There is where I'm like, God, you're going out into the middle of a field with
dry.
A bunch of failed actors who are dressed in period piece costumes.
Usually except for tennis shoes.
Yeah. And then, yeah, that's right. You know, you're sitting there, hey, he did it. And you see the guys wearing like K-Swiss.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Privy, where are the Reeboks from?
But you know what? It's your birthday, and I'm not going to make you defend the Renaissance Festival, although my experience was just horrible.
I know.
15 years ago.
I understand that. I understand why a person might not like it, but I just thought it was a heck of a lot of fun. It's one of those occasions. Well, first of all, anything that gives women a chance to whore it up is a good thing in my opinion.
Right.
But it gives people a chance to sort of live out a fantasy and just be goofy.
Can
and
I ask
wear
you
weird
this?
Costumes?
And
sure.
The women that you say whore it up, yeah. Are any of them under $1.50?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Did you see the video he put up?
I did not.
He put up a video.
I didn't see any. Incidentally, I know that I had a lot of people trying to communicate with me this weekend. I had some massive computer issues.
Oh, yeah.
I have what's called a worm.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Where I sent, RJ was supposed to come by and help me fix it.
Extract the worm.
He didn't. Mike, and then he was supposed to come by and early this morning, and he didn't.
He's been very busy.
And so he's been, yes.
There's no need to cover up. There's a horrible Wi-Fi connection at Charlestown.
I actually really, RJ told me to shut my computer down, so I shut it down for the whole weekend, and I didn't check email until like last night, and I guess the worm isn't going out right now, so anyway.
There were.
It's like everything computer, I have no help, and I don't know how to fix my computers, and I guess I'm going to go to the Geek Squad and get somebody to come out here, because things are very, very screwed up.
What is the worm doing?
Huh?
What does a
worm
do?
Turning. What happened to me is, I think it was Friday afternoon,
hey, Apple.
Or maybe Saturday morning.
Right.
I got an email back from my buddy that owns Patriot Harley Davidson.
Okay. Yeah.
And
Johnny Patriot.
And he said, Bob DeHaven.
Right.
Great
right.
guy. Mm-hmm. Guy that makes me part of that Rolling Thunder mm-hmm. thing every
right.
year. And Bob DeHaven wrote, Mike, I don't think you meant to send this. I think you have a worm. And he knew it right away. He knew what was going on. And then
so
I got
he spotted it.
What it was I was basically sending emails out to everybody. Everybody on my
I've
list.
I've seen this happen on Facebook, yeah. but never with an email.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's,
oh, yeah.
it's common.
I've
it
seen
happens.
It happen.
It's happened to me, too.
So Mr. Sort of Helps Me With The Computers said, it's a, what, now what? Well, I mean, did
no,
you looked into it. You looked
I
into it.
I gave you an answer. Did you not hear my message?
What, that it was a Yahoo problem?
Yes.
Well, what does that do, though?
It doesn't
don't know
do anything for
do.
You, and there's nothing on your computer that we could have done to correct it.
Did you switch your password?
No, I didn't switch
you
my password.
Do that.
I will probably
thing.
Do that, but also it stopped.
RJ, are you saying that no harm has probably come to Mike's computer? Is that
no,
what you're saying?
No, because I believe that activity took place where the email is stored and serviced, which is Yahoo, not your computer.
Not your computer. He's saying your computer is okay.
And you found that out when you checked my computer. Oh, that's right. You didn't check my
computer.
See?
If you change your password, that's all you need to do.
You think so?
Yeah, that's your failsafe.
Do you want to go up and take a look at it?
I will.
Why don't you do it now?
I'll do it after the show, Mike.
Well, yeah, you do it after the
that's
show.
That's show business.
You linger and do what you do here.
But I'll
you
take care not, of you, Mike. You don't
well,
I take
I'm,
care of you?
I'm worried.
That's the creepiest thing he's ever said.
In some ways, like when you're driving the RV or driving the car and we're out partying, yes. But I mean, I don't know. So I had a worm, so I didn't check it.
That's unfortunate.
That gets me back to the whole
and
video.
And what Mark was about to say is, yes, there were some Zoftig. He may have pictures. There were some Zoftig women there.
Yeah, they're fat. They're
well,
all fat.
Some, no, not yeah. all of them.
They're mostly, well, they're fat or they're so horribly skinny that they're ugly.
Yeah,
not always.
No,
no,
that's not just agreed.
Let me take a look.
There were yeah. several.
Oh, bingo!
Can I see 5 seconds.
Can I see that?
There we go. There you go. Look at the woman that were with her hands on Buzz.
That was for the wenching.
Oh, no.
That was
wenching.
That was the woman who was running the wenching. She was not one of the people. Not
I'm not
one of
sure
the,
she was running
she,
anything.
She was not one of the women.
Maybe a temperature.
She was not one of the women lined up to kiss
my
me.
My big fat well, Greek good. Renaissance festival.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I want to look at this video.
What somewhere. Do I see when
well,
I search?
It's very short. It's
just 5 seconds.
The wenching. Yeah.
Is it on widescreen?
Yeah.
Okay, so there are women.
I can so see why you're into this.
Why?
This like
I like his
Buzz. You know what Buzz would? You know what Buzz is? Buzz should be on Real Sex.
Oh, yeah.
Buzz should be.
How do you
shouldn't
know?
Buzz be on
how,
Real
How
Sex?
Do you know I haven't been
Maybe
already?
Maybe you already have been.
Now listen.
Right?
Listen.
I miss Plato's now, Retreat, which is why I decided to recreate it in my basement.
I don't know that some of us in this room are in a position to criticize the physical appearances of others. I would say
Whoa.
That. Secondly, I don't make fun of your golfing buddies with their plaid pants. These are not women.
Hold on,
these are not. No, let me finish. It's my turn. Right. These are not women I would necessarily date.
Right.
This is all about fun.
I'm
this
not
is
attacking
crazy.
You.
I didn't think you were.
I'm passing a comment on these. Porkers
the other
that,
people there. Some
on.
Of the women are Zoftig. Not all of them, and certainly not the ones in that shot.
Is Zoftig another word for fat?
They yes. are Rubenesque.
Yes, yeah. Rubenesque.
No, and I am simply saying, yes. I am simply saying that if these women. And incidentally, I know that if that's been the MO of this show for a million years, that some of us, we know we're fat and we comment on fat women.
Right.
That's the point you're trying to make. It's a lost point on me, dipshit.
Okay.
So, really, I mean, if you're talking about the fact, we comment on fat women and we're fat. Hello, bulletin. Let me enlighten you, Buzz.
Yes.
That's the way the show works.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
That's the way the show has worked forever.
I'm aware of that. But some of these people have been nice to me, and I'd rather that they were not insulted.
All right, so if you have personal friends, I understand that.
And not only that, you're categorizing all women in the same way here, and that's also not true or fair. There were many attractive women there. Because the weather was so nice, because it was pushing 80 degrees yesterday was maybe the most skin I've ever seen at a Renaissance fair.
But, Buzz, you need to be fair. We've proven in years past... It's much easier to paint with a broad brush. Yeah. And we only have an hour.
But you're painting broads.
Yeah, well, you know.
But I have been to these festivals.
I know you have.
And it is my opinion. Uh-huh. I would look.
And you're entitled.
I'm a fat guy, and I comment on the women. But I said that doesn't mean that I don't like to go to Hooters and see the nice women in their orange shorts.
I wish I had taken more pictures of the women who were hot, who are hot, who were thin, who are thin, and who were very attractively dressed. They were there.
So the picture
they're not
you
in
took.
That picture, but they were there.
That picture you took. And I am not here to say
that
it's just that's another reason. Mm-hmm. There's that you have indicated that the Renaissance Festival, one of the attractions for you is this this underlying sexual tension.
Yes,
exists.
There is a bit
and
of
I'm
that.
Telling you that you know, that's just no way I wouldn't feel that way going out there.
I understand.
So you're saying you didn't get any pictures of any hot women because it was just so impossible to do so.
No, I just didn't. I wasn't taking any pictures. I didn't take that picture.
Oh, you didn't.
I didn't take
I was
any
just going to ask you how your weekend was and make a few little jokes.
Right.
But I understand that these are personal friends of yours that perform, these failed actors and actresses that perform at the Renaissance Festival. And I'm not going to say anything else about them. I'm just going to ask you if you enjoyed your day.
I did.
And did you have turkey legs?
I did.
And did you go to the jousting?
I saw jousting in the distance. I didn't sit and watch a tournament, of course.
But, my day was my weekend was pathetic. I mean, if you could attack me. For a weekend that resulted in my prohibition from gambling for the rest of my life.
See, I didn't realize this was a recent occurrence.
Yes, that's how fresh it was.
That's how well I know. I come to know Mike when he said that he's not going to gamble anymore.
Right.
I said, well, this didn't happen last Friday when he's betting on the pound.
This is a fresh wound.
Is this a self-prohibition?
Yes.
Right.
It's damaging. It's
they
like
didn't
any
say
other,
don't ever come
it's
back.
It's like any other addiction. It makes me unhappy.
You know, Mike.
It makes me unhappy. When I don't win, it's not that I lost a lot of money. It's that I when I lose anything, it makes me, it's just depressing
my,
and
my
it's
addictions
boring
make me
and
happy.
It's, and I do things there that I don't do normally.
Right.
I'll have a cigarette and I don't like it and it's just terrible. I don't like it. Who said what?
I just
shut up, Rob.
But anyway, no, what has history like taught us, Mike?
I go out like with my mates and I have a few cocktails. I have a perfectly great time.
Yes.
Wake up in the morning, I really, and if you know, if I haven't overindulged, I will feel great.
Yes, I
know. It'll be fine. Didn't we have fun? We had lots of laughs. Mm-hmm. Never the case with this.
Regret,
it's always
remorse.
Blah.
You feel remorse?
Even winning.
Mm-hmm.
You have that momentary rush, but then it's just like, oh.
And
you look
it
around
back.
The people.
It's an empty victory.
Don't dig it.
But what is prohibition? What has history taught us, Mike? When there was prohibition in America, it just made America want booze more.
Like with weed.
You're a bad man. Do not
now,
be
I understand
a bad man.
At the time, this seems the right thing.
Uh-huh. Right.
How many times have I given up drinking?
This is true. You
I don't, yeah. have you
and
ever?
You,
have you ever?
Oh yeah.
You
this
have?
Month. I can tell you. Well, this month this doesn't count. But I can think of one hangover, one New Year's Day that had me swear. It was the day I woke up with flecks of gold from Goldschlager caked in my beard.
that's merriment.
It was the day that I woke up and swore up and down I'd never touch another drop the rest of my life.
So
5 days later, this seemed like the worst idea.
So when you sign up for Rovers to Riches, how does that work exactly?
No, it's just if you play they have a drawing.
You enter
did they give away all four?
No, I think they gave away one, and I was told that they gave it away to a guy in a wheelchair.
Oh.
And he took the cash instead of the car, so I was happy for him.
Well, that's how he rolls.
Getting back to you.
I had a wonderful time. It was a beautiful day. It was fun. The food was great. I couldn't have been happier.
The food, now they have the food still at stands and stuff like that.
Oh, more food than ever before, and just everything you can imagine. More great bratwursts.
Really?
I had another great brat and the turkey leg and, of course, the corn on the cob and all those things.
Anything else on this weekend besides being massaged by women in St. Pauli girl suits?
No, that was pretty good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that was it for my weekend. That was my main celebration, getting together with friends and going
so
to the
are
Renaissance
you,
Festival.
Because you, when you passionately defend, I know you well enough to know, so are there any of these women who you are legitimately attracted to?
There were a couple of women that I was. Now, I don't
because normally when you get your dander up like that, that means
there's
that there's somebody, there's something. He wouldn't do it if it didn't matter.
There were women there I was was definitely attracted to her.
Now,
yes,
I know
absolutely.
that Marsha was with you, and
yes,
that's how you
yes,
want
was.
To celebrate a birthday, is with your wife by your side.
Right. Always.
I was wondering that, was there any time that she was perhaps distracted by the jousting and you were able to put the moves on any of these attractive punches?
No, that moment didn't come. In fact, she did.
Marsha, look at the vendors.
Do they wear bras underneath their, you know, they all wear
some
those
do.
St. Pauli girls.
Some don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Some,
do,
don't.
Some don't.
The problem is, Mike, is if they're wearing period costumes.
God. That is so nasty.
That's really what you want to avoid.
Hey, I know I normally don't talk about something like this on the show, but it was so... For whatever reason, it's fascinating me, and I don't know if it fascinates you guys. This missing baby, this 10-month-old with the parents that are on TV.
I have
the
no idea what you're talking about.
The world's creepiest parents.
These are world's creepiest parents. I'll let Rob cover it.
Yeah.
These Good. Are this couple. The father could not be more creepy. When they interview the father, and the gist of the story is 10-month-old goes missing.
Oh, right. Wow.
Mother and father stop cooperating with the police. Mm.
Police label them uncooperative. Woman, mother fails a polygraph test.
Wow. Mother fails a polygraph test, but they're all over the Today Show.
Yeah,
they're all over doing their TV interviews. And when the father is on camera, the father looks at the camera like this. With a wide-eyed stare.
The father has every appearance of a seventh-grade industrial arts teacher that touches young boys.
Absolutely.
Where
That's
are they from?
The look he has.
The father could not be more creepy.
Area of the country they're from?
Is it
Kansas
Ohio?
City.
Kansas City.
Oh, and the wife?
Where we're going.
Yeah. Wife is heavy.
Very heavy.
And a big crier.
A huge crier. See, Rob and I, the red flares that Rob and I watch are the same ones. So your impression of this... I mean,
Well, you're the impressionist.
I just can't get any other feeling that they're creeps. There's something horribly wrong.
My feeling is, and this is just from watching it and not from, you know who gave them a real fair shake today was Cliff Van Zandt, or is it Clint Van Zandt? Clint Van Zandt gave them a real fair shake, kind of discounted the polygraph evidence, said that just because they were acting uncooperative in the past, but now they're cooperating, things might be okay. I get the undying feeling from watching them. The husband is in on it. And the wife is helping him cover. That's the feeling I get because they're
Oh my God, I just saw the parents.
They're just
they're absolutely right.
They're dodgy. They're dodgy. And he's so quiet, it's almost as if she says to him, "Well, you can't talk on this. Let me talk."
But they're going on TV. It's amazing
these
people. If they are, you know, and who knows?
I hope they're not. There is one suspect. There is
the handyman.
But it's
always
so
the handyman.
Very weak.
Very cagey.
So today, the latest development with this is the police over the weekend stage the abduction because they take the information they got from the parents and they try to recreate
the way it had gone down.
And one of the big problems is when they said that it was an intruder that crawled in through the window, makes it a little tough when the guy that was coming in through the window had to get a boost because he couldn't get up into the window.
Oh.
Right there, you know. And I think...
Like Oscar breaking in.
I was just trying to get back in the building.
Do you get the impression the police show this type of stuff to sweat them a little bit?
Absolutely.
Sure. And also, I think that they float out exactly what they feel we need to know.
Yeah, be advised that's manipulated.
Well,
too.
It's interesting. We'll follow it and let you know what's going on. But the long and short of it is you never know what's happening in something like this.
No.
And in many cases, you never will know. But what amazes me is that, you know, these kids just go so completely missing.
Yeah.
In a very short period of time.
And you know what I hate? I hate, even though I'm aware of it, I hate it. How manipulated we are by watching them on the Today Show. We know that what's going on here is a circus, and what's going on the TV has a fraction of a percentage of a chance of helping
One
them.
Of the things I do enjoy about...
But we love watching them and trying to figure out what's going on.
The fact that they agree to go on, the draw of television always astounds me.
One of the things I've been, that I enjoy doing now that I have this show to pay attention to and only this show is to be topical and talk about the issues of the day. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say that I support those people in Wall Street, those protesters. They are just like all those protesters when they interview them. They don't have a clue.
Yeah.
They have no clue.
No, they love being a part of the event, though.
They like being a part of the event. But you know what? That's how they all start. That's how it probably started in the 60s
with Vietnam,
with Vietnam.
But some do, some don't, but a lot don't. You're right.
But then when they interviewed the organizer of the whole damn thing, and she was like, we're down here, and okay. And I'm like, oh, my God, please. But you know what? I believe it. I believe it based on a chant that I heard.
Yeah.
All right?
What?
It was tax the rich. It was tax the rich, and then I forgot the second part of the chant, which really kind of defeats the whole purpose of mentioning it. But I'm for these people because right. I think really that you have a certain segment of society that is reaping all the rewards while people are dying on the vine.
I think right. I know
we
the
people,
chant.
We had a people. What is the chant?
They wanted you to send your complaints in writing to your congresswoman. So it was tax the rich and fax the bitch.
I'm pretty sure
that was
yes,
it.
Yes.
But even within these organizations, there's an organization called Occupy Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then there's another organization called Occupy D.C.
Yes.
But they refuse to group together and work together. So every time they go on a press conference or they talk about Occupy Washington, D.C. or Occupy D.C., they mention both of them. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, come on.
It's ridiculous.
Like, you talk about division on the Hill.
Right. Yeah.
Why can't you two clowns get together and just decide this is what we're going to do?
That's a very good point.
But I'm, you know, I do agree that there's a certain percentage of the United States reaping all the rewards right
yes,
now,
right,
while the rest
right.
of the people, mm-hmm. and we had people, you know,
I think,
as late as Friday, somebody was in our own circle. You know, another person got laid off, you know, with
right.
Jabari
right,
getting
right,
laid
right,
off.
Right.
And it sucks, you know, and we're really, I feel for
How
people.
How are you going to do America without it?
His paying job, bro.
He didn't get laid off from this show.
Oh.
Yes, Buzz.
Yeah, I was just going to say a lot of people are suffering. I think a lot of Americans are feeling the same frustration that's being acted out in these
Wall
Street demonstrations.
Can I add one more thing?
Yeah, one more thing.
Is it Arkansas or Alabama, the new immigration law? Is it Alabama?
Alabama. Yes.
So Alabama did a story on how they have the toughest immigration law in the country.
Right.
And there's all these immigrants that are leaving, illegal immigrants that are leaving the area for the work that they've done because
right.
they don't want to get persecuted, and they're taking their kids out of school and everything else. But the farmers and everybody that runs these agricultural centers say that they're not getting people stepping up to do the jobs
right.
that these immigrants were doing.
Right,
mm-hmm. right.
So I think it's on us as well to say, look, if you're creating jobs by kicking these people out of the country, and this is not because I'm a Latino thing. It's
no,
just,
I totally agree
It's
with
just
you.
The reality that they're like, look, I had 80 people here.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have 30 people working here. I'm willing to hire. Nobody's coming to get the jobs.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Did you hear that, too?
What that was that?
Every time I hear a noise like that, I think of the earthquake.
I was thinking earthquake, too.
A small helicopter just landed on my front lawn.
Why do you think people aren't going to get those jobs?
Because we are soft. It's so funny.
We are
you
soft.
You know what? The first term I ever heard, we got to get to break because we got to get Rob's audio vault on it. But mm-hmm. the first time I ever heard this, the entitled workforce was
yes.
when I opened a bar in Manassas. And what Manassas wanted was they wanted employees that wanted the same perks as they would get in, say, a Reston or a downtown D.C.
Right.
But I couldn't charge the prices
yes.
because I was in Manassas.
Right,
and
right.
it was a catch-22.
Right.
And it was the people that ate in the restaurant were entitled to their cheap prices. And the people that worked here, especially in management, were entitled to their fat salaries. And I was kind of caught in that.
Oh, wow.
And just the entitled employee seems to be what happens around here.
Yeah.
You know, where people, and that's what it is. I think we've got an entitled class of people in this country that says, well, I desperately need work. Well, I'm not going to do that.
Well, there's
because we've stigmatized the nasty job.
There's some of that, but if you're unemployed and you're out looking for work, you don't need to just find a job or a series of jobs. You need to find enough employment to be able to pay your bills, to cover
right.
your mortgage,
exactly.
to buy the groceries for your kids, and you also want to get benefits like dental or medical or whatever it is you happen to need. So that's why I think the workforce that's coming to places like your old restaurant is as demanding as it is. They need to
I
be
have
able,
to stop and, you there because you're wrong. Let me tell you why you're wrong.
You can't pay them.
You're
that.
Wrong because that type of workforce, I'm mm-hmm. talking about waitresses,
right.
servers,
okay.
young kids that are not at that stage
right.
yet in their
okay.
life. I understand right. what you're saying when you're talking about a guy that might be working in a middle management job or working, say, at an auto plant that
yeah.
needs to make a certain level of income
right.
to support his family.
Right.
But no, I'm talking about in general. I'm talking about high school students
right.
that are in this country
yeah.
that are the land of the entitled.
Right.
It's not everybody, Buzz. There are a lot of people
no,
like you
I
say.
I said everybody. Some, I said.
But
yeah.
the people
yeah.
that are entitled are the people that
right.
should be stepping up and taking these agricultural
you,
jobs.
Agreed.
I did. I worked
agreed.
There when I was in high school.
Out of
too.
College, I had a 20-hour job that worked 40 hours, but I didn't make 40 hours with the dollars.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friend's parents owned a remodeling company. So I would take weekend hours and go and hang drywall with
mm-hmm,
that guy
mm-hmm.
because it was a way to make money.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
That's what you're and that guy wasn't offering me benefits.
Right.
Seems like everybody wants to be Zuckerberg. I think everybody seems to want
there is
to
a lot
just
of that.
Float
Not
down from
me.
The sky.
Well, if you're in that area, I can't tell you what to do, and sometimes unemployment pays
I'll
more.
I'll be damned.
But if there are people that are offering jobs, look for those jobs. I think
right.
they may pay more than you think.
Yeah. have to take a break.
Do we?
Yes. Mr. Spiewak has successfully ended that segment by making me laugh. Not me. We'll be back with Johnny Bigato's audio box. Oh, my, my. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault.
Yes.
Brought to you by MC Ginsburg.
Oh, not me. But, hey, how you doing, Mark?
MC Ginsburg is jewelry of all kinds, or it's any work of art that you create. Don't buy something a million other people get. If you need an object or dream up an object, contact MC Ginsburg.
Hi, Doug.
Berg at mcginsburg.com or click their ad on our website. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination.
See you there Friday night.
Oh, that's right. We're going to be there Friday night.
Yeah.
What time are we going to be there?
Right around dinner time in the evening.
Dinner time. Cool.
Can't wait.
Way to lock it in, Mark.
He's going to be doing hot dogs and hamburgers for us. So, 7 o'clock. I'm waiting to
dinner
the final time.
That's midnight. All right. That's good stuff.
After Mike finishes his chart today, it always will be dinner time.
Let's go for it.
Our 3 o'clock dinner. Mm-hmm. We had a little bit of this in the front of the show. I enjoyed this little piece. Here's a honest tribute to Christopher Columbus.
This Columbus Day, let's honor a man who in 1492 was the first European to discover America. If you don't count Leif Erikson 500 years earlier. Christopher Columbus, of course, set foot on the sandy beaches of the Bahamas, but he thought he was actually somewhere in Asia. He arrived in a land inhabited by peace-loving islanders who he shackled and put to work as slaves. He made 3 trips to these islands and never actually knew where he was and never figured out that the people he was enslaving were not actually from Asia. And that's why today we honor the great navigator, Christopher Columbus. Great job, Chris.
You know, it's funny when you play that. My daughter, Catherine.
Wait a second. I'm sorry.
Columbus Day.
Who is responsible for the vignette today. Based on a conversation. You know, I love it when your kids educate you.
Yeah, I like it.
And there's a lot of this in the school systems now where they have very frank discussions about Christopher Columbus. And look, nothing is, when you go back to the 1400s, nothing is etched in stone because you really don't know.
Right,
and over the years, things get. But the fact is, there's a lot of historical evidence that would prove that Christopher Columbus was a pretty bad hombre.
Yeah, but the thing is, you look at the books, no one mentions the fact he was a great dancer.
Fully, I mean, the whole year, we, you know, all those years we were in school, you know, Sail the Ocean Blue.
That's
1492.
Mm-hmm. You know, right. Come on.
All right, I know one of our stops is Cleveland, right?
Yes, it is.
So I went on the YouTube and I said, I want to find some tourism information about Cleveland. Sure, we know about the Rock and Roll Hall
of
Fame.
That's what we're into.
Here's a catchy song that'll let you know what we have to expect, Mike.
Fun times in Cleveland again.
Still Cleveland.
Come on down to Cleveland Town, everyone. Under construction since 1868. See our river that catches on fire. It's so polluted that all our fish have AIDS. We see the sun almost 3 times a year. This guy has at least 2 DUIs. The flats look like a Scooby-Doo ghost town. Don't slow down in East Cleveland or you'll die. Our economy's based on LeBron James. Buy a house for the price of a VCR. Our main export is crippling depression. We're so retarded that we think this is art. It could be worse, though. At least we're not Detroit.
Wait.
We're not Detroit.
There you go. So we will see you in Cleveland.
Cleveland rocks.
Yeah. The NFL suffered a loss this weekend.
Yeah.
And actually, the Raiders, they're one of the few teams that have their own NFL Films theme song. This is called The Raiders from their dynasty.
But and, this is used for so much on NFL Films.
Written for the Oakland Raiders. And here's the coach, Hugh Jackson, after the game. The Raiders won yesterday. Al Davis died on Saturday.
Okay.
But they went in and played. Here's the coach after the game. Emotional.
Hard 24 hours, and I've let on to you guys. Losing that man hurt me more than you know.
Wow.
But you know what? Just like I told you, I know he loves you guys. Just like he loves his coaching staff and his organization. I tell you this, Al Davis had his hands on that ball, man.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Again, guys, just a moment of silence. Just a moment of silence.
And that's a good time to bail out. But
yeah, that's good. Nice. And you know what? And he was mocked in his later years, but he was a force in the NFL for years and years before he kind of went squirrely. And he took a lot of crap at the end because you got to know when to say I'm done.
Right.
And he stayed a little longer than he should have, but you can't diminish his legacy. Yeah.
Obviously his passion. And if you doubt how old Al Davis was, here's a tape of Al Davis 30 years ago. This is 1981, Al Davis, and he sounds like he's a little old here.
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players. You have a great organization, and you tell them one thing. Just win, baby.
That was him. Just win, baby. That was it.
Did any of you see the on 60 Minutes, the thing with Drew Rosenhaus?
Yes.
I did not.
You gotta watch this, Mike. You would love it.
Oh, you know what's frustrating? I'm gonna go upstairs and look at my TiVo, and
I bet
I'm
you have
realize,
160 minutes up there.
You know, I know I'm probably 100 NFL games. Well,
look at your iPad, and you can actually get the 60 Minutes app. I think it's $4.99.
That's true.
And
don't you get the whole library?
You get every segment of every 60
Minutes. As I said last week on the show, though, don't you think it's time for them to maybe start 60 Minutes at 8 o'clock?
I was going
to
text you yesterday because I said, because I know how much you guys love The Good Wife, and I haven't really given it a shot. Mm-hmm. But
that's getting screwed up, too. Mm-hmm.
Yep. But they have a little prompt that comes to the bottom of your screen.
Too. Yes.
And it says, The Good Wife will start at 9:35. And I wanted to text you as a dick move to be like, hey, The Good Wife's going to start at 9:35.
Wow. I was too busy trying to win a Range Rover. Okay.
So before we close the book on Al Davis, it made me think of another clip of that song, the Raiders song, The Autumn Wind. That is read, has a poem on it read by John Facenda, one of the greatest voices of all time.
That's right.
But if it's not read by Facenda, it's the gayest poem ever.
Okay, let's
see. And I want you to listen and imagine, like, if Charles Nelson Reilly did this poem, how gay it would be. And yet, this is for NFL Films.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
It's a pirate!
The autumn wind is a pirate!
Blustering in from sea, with a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously.
With a rollicking song he sneaks along.
Oh, how are you rollicking? Rollicking. I'm rollicking boisterously.
Boisterously.
His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash.
Oh.
With a silver hat about his head.
With a silver hat on.
A bristling black mustache.
A bristling black mustache.
Oh, bristly.
Look at him come rollicking in.
Super.
Okay. Because we're timely and because President Obama is keeping things going that are important now.
Yes.
I mean, he's not focused on the past, Mike. He wants to fix America now.
Amen.
Which is why on Friday he had to the White House as his special guest, the 1985 Bears.
Now, this was a big deal. Yeah. Who the hell was I talking to that was involved with this? I think it's probably my buddy Fried, who actually was going to be escorting the 85 Bears to the White House. He was talking about it when I went to the hockey game with him.
They were denied their victory visit because of the Challenger explosion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so they finally got around to doing it. And I think
this is
good.
We Are the Bears shuffling crew.
Oh,
this
it's
is the
funny
team
you
we're talking
mention
about.
That, Mike.
One of the worst Super Bowl songs ever, and this is when the Chicago Bears in Chicago got together and came up with their very own song, We Are the Bears.
We are the Bears, shuffling crew, shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're
so stupid.
We know we're good.
Do you remember
we're
the video?
Yes.
The video was really bad.
I'm the funky QB,
known as McMahon.
We're not here to start no trouble.
We're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle, but I loved it for some stupid
horrible.
Energy.
All right, Mike, if you heard this sound isolated from a golf course, what would you think is going on, okay?
Tiger! Tiger! Hey! Come on!
Sounds like Tiger's being attacked.
Sounds like he's being heckled.
Right. Well, I thought it sounded like he was being attacked because of the crowd going crazy. What happened on the seventh hole? Oh, congratulations, Tiger, on coming in 30th this weekend, by the way.
Yeah, still having trouble getting back to it.
But on Saturday, he was on the seventh green. He was actually playing the front nine second, so that would be, what, his 17th hole?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He was there, and a guy came out of the crowd and threw a hot dog at him.
Some guy just came running on the green, and he had a hot dog, and evidently... I don't know how he tried to throw it, but I was kind of focusing on my putt when he started yelling. Next thing I know, he laid on the ground and looked like he wanted to be arrested, really, because he laid on the ground, put his hand behind his back.
How isolated am I when I just say enough? I mean, really? I mean, I talk about a guy that's paid his dues. I mean, honest to God, he has paid for all of his crap.
Oh, yeah.
I know he was a dick. I know he was a scumbag. I know he was a bad husband. I know he was a womanizer. But Jesus, every single mistake that guy made was paraded in front of everybody, and he had to come out and do the professional apology when he did it. And I want to see the guy win a golf tournament.
Yeah.
Because if he wins a golf tournament, this kind of crap isn't going to happen to him anymore. That's but if he's coming in 30th.
Don't throw a hot dog at him.
You hate Tiger because Big Daddy hated Tiger. No, because that's why you don't like Tiger.
He ruined the sport, Mike.
Oh, God.
Because he's black?
Has nothing to do with it because he was too good of a player.
That's what it comes from.
He was too good of a player. It has nothing to do with it.
Ruin the sport? What do you care about the sport?
How did he ruin the sport? We used to have a golf fantasy league. Yeah. In our family. And once Tiger was on, no one could win. Once you had Tiger, it was over.
I could hear like the Spiewak and the Stahlcups all sitting there, all these fat white guys sitting in a room going, well, they're not all fat, are they?
I'm the only fat
one. You're the only fat one.
So shut your fucking mouth.
Third edit of the day.
So all the Spiewak and the Stahlcups sitting in a room together going, ah, that Tiger. Yeah. That's a great game until Tiger came along.
He ruined it. He ruined it.
He did probably not Muslim. Ruin it.
You know who could fix it? Is the pasty white Phil Mickelson.
Oh, God. And you all love Phil.
No, we don't. You know we don't.
You hate Phil as much as I do.
You know I hate him as
cannot
well.
Cannot stand
and
Phil
And yet
Mickelson.
I hate everybody. The Brewers, outfielder Niger Morgan. Potty mouth.
Yes.
Potty mouth won the game on Friday night for them.
Yeah. Anybody want to remember that name? Niger Morgan, a former Washington National.
Really?
Who they got rid of.
Well, he must have learned this word when he was playing at Nationals Park.
You did it, Niger. T Clutch, they're calling you.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah.
He's enjoying the moment, guys.
And that, you know what?
Did he say F yeah?
Twice. Wow. And the first one is one of the greatest on-air ones because it's long. If he was saying another word, it would be like saying, fudge, yeah! He really made it. And I want to close with one. I have time for one more, do I not?
Yeah, go right ahead.
This is a great rave out that I found on the YouTube. I think we have it on our YouTube page. Check it out. This is a guy who is not happy with the federal government. And despite his colorful way of expressing himself, I think this guy gets it more than the government does.
This is to the government, the United States government. Yo, $14.6 trillion, B. All my credit cards would have been cut off a long time before that. All I'm asking y'all to do is balance a fucking budget, B. That's all y'all got to do. Son, we voted for y'all because we were worried about gay rights, marijuana getting legalized, all of these other things that we were concerned about. How can we get roads, more money for schools? You bastards can't even balance a checkbook. A checkbook, B? This is something every American has to go through every week. We got to figure out what we're going to pay, what we got to put off a little bit. You bastards got the $14.6 trillion before you realize, oh, shit, we've reached the debt ceiling. Listen, you're the best and the brightest. Harvard, Yale, Brown, Cornell, this is what we put out. Should have went to Norfolk State. Bastards, you would have got the same education. You would have spent a whole lot less money. Simple fucks. All I'm saying to you is, and this isn't personal, this isn't Democratic or Republican, this is everybody. Stop being a dickhead and balance the fucking budget. My second question, though, my second issue is, how the fuck do you owe China, B? How do you owe China? How can I tell my daughter with a straight face is capitalism is a better system than communism if we're borrowing all of our fucking money from the biggest communist country on the fucking planet? Hmm. You ass, get your, ooh! Stop your life, B. Get your whole shit together. Get all of your shit together. Don't do another press conference, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Don't do any more television appearances until you got my fucking budget balanced. And I'm gonna tell you this, Everybody who has a loan to the federal government, fuck paying it. Don't pay your budget, don't pay your bills, because they ain't paying theirs. The fuck I gotta pay my bills for if you don't pay your bills? I'm not doing what you don't do. You're the leader, I'm following. You don't pay, I don't pay. How about that, simple motherfuckers? What is your credit score? What's the government's credit score right now? It's got to be a 350.
All right, I can't stand it anymore.
It does go
Thank
on.
Thank you very much.
That, Mike, that is your magic audio.
We'll take
ball.
A break. Come back with Buzz's News right after this. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Time to get Buzz Burbank in here with the news. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by iConfidential.com. With million-dollar coverage and the same security as your bank, iConfidential is the safe way to organize, access, and share your documents, pictures, and music anywhere. Use the code TMOS to get the first month free. After that, just $7.95 a month. That includes your own 40 gig of organized storage. Now have all your important files available on demand with iConfidential. iConfidential.com. Just click the ad on their website, on our website, too. As the Occupy Wall Street protest spread geographically, a new wrinkle in this thing, now spreading into their fourth week as well. At this point, Americans and politicians are now choosing up sides over this. The protesters are targeting the bailouts given to our big financial institutions, which have given little in return. Instead of making loans or creating jobs for the taxpayers who saved them from ruin, they've given themselves big profits and big bonuses. This is what the protesters are saying, and that they've enjoyed tax breaks in the process. Those who criticize the protesters say they're jealous of the rich, that they're anti-American, that they're playing the victim card, and that they should stop protesting and just go out and get a job.
Mm-hmm.
14 million Americans are, in fact, looking for work and not finding it. Republican presidential contender Herman Cain is among those who say the protesters are just jealous of the rich. Quoting him, "I stand by that." Presidential also-ran Newt Gingrich blames the education system for, quote, teaching them really dumb ideas. Democratic House Leader Nancy Pelosi, meanwhile, says the protesters are standing up for, quote, the most enduring American value, fairness. She says she supports their message that the corporate and political establishment has to change.
All right, like everything else, it's a combination of two things. Mm-hmm. But what concerns me, and what should concern all Americans, I think, is this dismissiveness on the part of these Republican candidates like Cain. Mm-hmm. You know, where they're
Cain,
just,
I think, is the most disturbing.
And you just you hear this, oh, they're just jealous. Go out and get a job. You know what? Anybody that's made any money in their lives, and I happen to have made a little bit in my lifetime, thank God, and I'm very blessed that I have. I will tell you this. It requires hard work. Mm-hmm. It requires being in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. And it requires one word that they never talk about in these circles. That's luck.
Yep.
You got to be lucky.
That's right.
I think the last person I heard that talked about it and was very open about it might have been George Clooney, mm-hmm. who said, I'm lucky. Mm-hmm. I'm lucky as hell. You never hear it with some of these pompous assholes like Herman Cain, who's just like, well, they're just jealous. They're not jealous. They're sitting there because they aren't experiencing the same luck and the same opportunity to run with it that you are. And I understand that. Now, there are also a lot of them that are complete and total F-ups mm-hmm. that don't spend a lot of time, you know, working and getting out there and hustling. There are a lot of those. Right. But there are a lot of people that are fed up. And I think that really, when they're talking about fairness and maybe taxing some of these people that have plenty of money, that wouldn't miss it if they taxed it, mm-hmm. why not? I just, you know, it's a combination of both. But I mean, what bothers me is I heard, who's that, the Ann Coulter?
Yes. Yeah.
That psycho Ann Coulter that was on. And she was talking about the mob, and she's like comparing them to the Bastille in 1792 or whenever they had the French Revolution.
Right.
And they said, oh, they're just like the mob then. And what they really, really were upset about was the way that the Bastille looked. They didn't say it was the architecture. Oh,
yeah.
My God. It's just, there's so many.
Well, you know,
diminish people and dismiss them in totality.
That's not
she got
wise.
Close to making a decent point there. This is like a mob that is going to result in a revolution of some sort.
That part
and
is right.
Don't dismiss that.
Right.
I agree because I think that would be at their peril, don't you think?
Yes.
I mean, if you sit there and go, oh, what the heck with you? Eventually, they're going to be knocking on your door. I mean, really.
Learn a little bit from history.
Absolutely.
Usually when you ignore the masses, this is a bad move.
Right. And are all the people well-versed in talking about their situation and articulating exactly why they're doing. No, they're pissed, and I'm pissed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm looking at it at that mob in Wall Street. I'm like, go for it, man.
Yeah.
Rattle the cage a little bit. And I invest in the stock market.
And you know what?
I'm still like, rattle the cage.
Put Ann Coulter in a cage and rattle it.
I'm for that.
Well, Marie Antoinette and King Louis and all those effers, they found out what the deal was.
Let them eat cake.
Exactly.
Right.
This is also an interesting twist. Not every politician is playing to type. Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan says he favors closing all corporate tax loopholes. This is a Republican proposing the closing of all tax loopholes so the government stops picking winners and losers, as he puts it. He says ending tax breaks would create more jobs.
Oh, no.
Interesting.
Sure.
Do we want to talk about the Mitt Romney Mormon thing?
No,
can take it or leave it.
No,
all right,
no, who cares?
Let me just mark that off.
Right.
California has become the first state in the union to ban anyone under the age of 18 from using a tanning bed or tanning booth.
Really?
The state had already banned the use of those devices by anyone under 14, and anyone between the ages of 14 and 18 had to get parental consent.
The Steve Johnson law. That's a guy that used to work with us a long time ago.
Steve Johnson, no one under 18 in a tanning bed and no one under 14 with a martini.
You know, I should make it more contempt for everybody. The John Boehner law.
There you go.
Very
Thank
good.
You very much.
Quoting the state senator who sponsored this California bill, if everyone knew the true dangers of tanning beds, they'd be shocked. Skin cancer, he says, is a rising epidemic and the leading cause of cancer death for women between the ages of 25 and 29.
Jesus.
Didn't know that. The new law.
Wow.
And yet I still desire that healthy glow.
I love that healthy glow. Can't you get it with the stuff that you put on?
Spray tans, still fine.
Right.
It's the UV rays in a booth that they say are so much more intense than what you'd encounter outdoors.
I've tried that a couple of times. When I put it on my face, I end up looking like Al Jolson.
And that I liked.
Of course you did.
Of course you did.
But Mike ruined golf after that.
Yes.
The new law.
The entire sport. And then he sang Waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Are you really the only fat Spiewak?
I'm the fattest Spiewak.
Oh. Not for long.
The name of his book.
That's right. And I am the only fat Stalkup.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because
the
Stalkups,
skinny people.
Well, I only know.
They're working people.
I only know Philip.
Yeah.
And he's thin.
He is, because he's always chasing a deal.
The new California law goes into effect January 1st.
I call him Shupa.
But the squash-colored people.
Why do you call him Shupa?
When I was a kid, I couldn't say Philip.
Shupa.
I was only 12.
Oh, God. That's fantastic.
So there go the tans, but the squash-colored people will be around a while longer. The contract dispute is over, and Fox has ordered 2 more seasons of The Simpsons.
Wow.
Taking the show through 25 seasons, the cast did, in the end, take a 30% pay cut. Hmm. And finally, it's time.
Sorry, Mark.
It's time for the annual Turkey Trot Festival in Yellville, Arkansas. Arkansas is proud of its turkey production.
Yellville?
Yellville,
like
Arkansas.
Y-E-L-L-ville?
Like holler.
Wow,
yeah.
That's something.
Arkansas, very, very like that, yeah. Arkansas, very proud of its turkey production, being the third biggest in the U.S. But there's a controversial aspect to the festival that has the attention of both PETA and the FAA. There are your clues. PETA and the FAA the annual Turkey Festival.
I have a guess that I will lock in now.
Not Les Nessman, are we talking?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, no. Mike, we have a match.
It's an aerial turkey drop. The FAA says it will take the license of any pilot who participates, but there is some certainty that some unknown pilot will take the chance. The locals say it doesn't hurt these wild turkeys that they can kind of fly or at least glide on their wings, slowing their descent.
Oh, God.
Wow.
The local sheriff has no problem with this. He admits that some of the falling turkeys will get hurt, but quoting him, that's going to happen with anything. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call them, please. We're not going on a road trip without Encore.
That's right. Encore.
And I want you to personally help them. Please give them a call today. 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you, and you might come away with an amazing deal on your life insurance
rates. Doesn't hurt to look.
It's smartterm.com. Encore.
Encore.
Insurance Services, official sponsor of Road Trip 2011.
Yeah.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Have a great day, everybody, and happy Columbus Day, even though we kind of ran him down today, which we should have. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao. Turkey drop.
Columbus Day.